If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just kind of a play-action, two-guy route. You know, they're playing man-to-man, and I'm just kind of reading wherever the safety goes. I'm throwing it to the other guy, and he did a good job of getting on the hump and running and making a play. Happy for him getting his first one. Got Ray Davis in the end zone, his first one. And those are special moments that you'll always remember, so it's good to see those guys get in.
Keon Coleman, Ray Davis, and others find the end zone last night. The Bills romp 47-10 over Jacksonville. Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Cincinnati, the only winless NFL teams through 3 weeks. But it was interesting going into yesterday that there were three and two were still to play their third game. It could have been that only one team was winless after week three, but that is not the case. The Jaguars and the Bengals, who lose at home to Washington last night, maybe you got to see the end of that.
I saw plenty of that. A lot of us saw maybe more of that than we wanted. The split screen thing is kind of annoying when they have these two games. I mean,
if you watch on the local channel, were they doing that?
I didn't check. I assumed it was just the same feed, but that's a good idea. I did think to go look, but I guess it didn't annoy me enough. I think if the game had been
closer,
more competitive, I probably would have felt to go look to see whether it was the same or not. So that was kind of aggravating, but again, the game where the Bills were up by three touchdowns by the time they started doing that, it didn't pain me too much, but it was aggravating.
Bengals dead or no? I say no. Not dead.
I think they've got real issues on defense now that I did not see coming.
How is that guy not a head coach?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, they're obviously in at 0-3, and that's really tough, but Burrow, if you're trying to find a silver lining, I mean, they did, their offense moved the ball pretty well. They just could not handle Jaden Daniels at all last night. And that throw to ice the game was tremendous.
Oh my God. He just gets destroyed as he lets go of that ball. McLaurin is 25 yards away from it.
Right.
Man, that
just
was good.
Perfect.
No turnovers, no punts.
Two games in a row. That goes. They have that's two games in a row. They've scored or
Washington?
Kneeled. Yes.
Okay.
That's what's going around.
Oh, the
today.
Seven field goals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So.
But this was both teams.
Oh. Okay. I didn't
first
know
game
that.
Since 1940.
Okay.
In the NFL.
That I didn't know.
No turnovers. No punts.
I just saw that Washington has had like a pretty solid run, although it was a lot of field goals, like you said. Obviously, all field goals last week, but
yeah, pretty good. Let's go to your calls, 803-0550. We have Neil on WGR. Hi, Neil.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
So last night we sort of saw three deaths in one game. The first thing is we saw the depth of the soul of the Jacksonville Jaguars. That is a franchise and a team that literally died before our eyes, and Doug Peterson is going to get his walking papers. Death number two was the second guessing that I think Bills fans had about the trading of Stephon Diggs because it has worked better for our offense. And death number three was the Josh Allen having to put on the Superman cape all the time, and instead he can wear the game manager cape and do better and still be a great quarterback. There was a play in the second quarter last night that really was transformative. It's a play action fake, and Josh Allen wants to throw the ball all the way in the end zone 70 yards. He waited, he waited, he waited, and he dumps it off to James Cook for a first down. Josh Allen would not have done that the last 2 years. It would have been a pick in the end zone, it would have been a wild throw, and it could have turned the momentum. And five or six times last night, you saw a great quarterback do, which is something very difficult, and that is go against his instincts and, more accurately, have better instincts. He checked down. They ran Joe Brady. And if you don't think coaching the NFL matters, just look at Joe Brady, what he's done with this offense.
Wait, who's saying coaching doesn't matter out there in your world, Neil?
Well, people.
Who's saying you don't think coaching matters? I can't imagine somebody saying that.
I'm in North Jersey. You'd be surprised. But anyway, okay. So
you would know, yes.
Giants. This is the Jets. I live near Giants and Jets fans. They don't know what good coaching is. So, and the point is that Josh Allen, to me, played the best game of his career last night because his instincts now are not to play hero ball. He checked down five or six times. He had first down. He took the easy throw.
Thanks, Neil. I think there's a place for hero ball. You know, I think there's a place for it. There's a time and a place. Last night was not it. You're definitely right.
Right. When you're protected the way he was protected, your instincts should line up with that, right? It would be really jarring if 7 years into his career, he had here's an example of someone whose instincts are completely broken and on just maybe irreparably. Late in this game, there's a play where Lawrence, I'm pretty sure it's got to be late in the game because I'm pretty sure Casey Tuhill is the guy who beats his man around the edge, but he's not even close to Lawrence, and Lawrence senses pressure in the middle and like does a spinorama to get away from his running back and then resets and then just eats it. Because by then, I think Tuhill gets to him or somebody else.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gets to him, and it's just, what are you doing? You are broken. Your the timing's all off. You don't trust anything. Allen, conversely, last night, like if he'd been at all erratic, it would have scared me, because I don't know when I've seen him have more comfort and more time in the pocket in general. Again, plays here or there, sure, you're gonna have to use your legs and get out of there and extend plays like on the Kincaid touchdown, but mostly he was able to just, I don't know when I've seen him look calmer. And the protection has a ton to do with that.
That's right. And if that continues, then this point will remain valid. But that's not really likely. I mean, the Bills could have one of the best pass-blocking units in the league, but you're still going to have times. You get to the playoffs. Remember, this whole season, really, just it's the playoffs only that matters. So they'll get there, and they'll play good teams, and they're going to need to, you know, keep him clean. It won't be as easy. And if it isn't happening, then what? That's when I always think that's where you really get your advantage with Allen. And I know there are going to be turnovers. The caller is assuming if he'd thrown it deep, it would have been picked off. Why? I mean, it doesn't have to be picked off. Those are touchdowns sometimes. So we'll see how it goes. But everybody should know, and I'm sure most people do. Like you're not getting that every week. And you know what? Last week was pretty close. Like it was such a perfect performance, it's kind of surprising that it isn't even for 270 yards. Like it was so, they were throwing all the time and it was all there and it was touchdowns and it's a blowout, it's points.
He threw two passes in the second half.
I mean, that's
the game was over.
He's throwing two passes in one half of each game. Like that's the first half of the first game.
Right.
That's Miami in the second half. That's last night. But yeah, I mean, of course, it's all right about that game. You want that sort of self-control in a game like that when it's there. and there's no duress. But that won't be every week.
Right.
Let's go to Reed next. Hi, Reed.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, I don't know. I guess one thing, everything went great last night, so super happy with that. One weird thing that I noticed, and I know, I'm pretty sure they said it on the broadcast, mm-hmm. was on some of those handoffs, especially in the second hand, it looked like Josh was favoring the right hand. Like, he would hand it off with his off hand, it seemed like.
Yep.
And I... But, you know, for me, philosophically, before the season, I really believed that the Bills were going to be a run-heavy team, and I still kind of believe that despite what's happened the past couple of weeks. So, I don't know. I don't know if you guys saw that. And
oh, definitely. Yeah, it was. Yeah, definitely noticed it. I think he doesn't. I mean, I don't know why he's doing it. He's definitely protecting that left hand by not wanting. Either he doesn't trust that he can grip the ball well enough, or doesn't want the process of putting the ball to the runner. And his hand being pressured by that in any way just does not want that. So, yeah, and there was one, I think, a handoff to Davis that mostly he executed it flawlessly, but it looks weird because you're used to seeing it a certain way your whole life watching football, and he's doing it with the opposite hand when he's turning to his right still and using his right hand. The one with Davis, there was one where they weren't synced up and it looked awkward. So I think it bears watching. I mean, I think he ran yesterday, but also was sliding more quickly than I think we're used to him sliding. And even I thought the first one, he picked up a first down on a quarterback draw, sliding and like putting that arm underneath his right arm, like just really guarding against that arm taking a shot, that hand taking a shot. So, you know, it's kept him on the field. He hasn't had to miss any time, but yeah, I think you should be aware of it. Like if he's not using his hand like he normally does, that's not a great sign. Like, there's something wrong there that, you know, another shot on it could be really problematic.
It will get better. I mean, at some point, it will have healed, and we won't have the concerns anymore. So, I don't know. He got first downs and went to the ground, and that was probably really smart.
Yep.
That was the plan, I'm sure. 17-0, what kind of price would you need to put $10 on 17-0?
Oh.
How about 80-1? 10 to win 800. You can get it. The Bills win every game.
Sure.
But that's... Do you want that?
Do I want them to win every game?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
No, I agree.
No, of course.
I don't want to...
I'm kidding.
I don't... No, I don't.
I do.
Why, I don't
why?
Want...
Why? Because then they'll lose in the playoffs.
I'm not... Don't put that voice on me. That's not my voice. That's what we'll talk about. That's going to be it. New England went 17-0. Or 16-0.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then lost in the Super Bowl. I don't know. I don't think I want that particular pressure.
Bring it on.
Would that be the one seed? 17-0. Would you win the tiebreakers?
Depends on tiebreakers. I don't know.
You do play Kansas City, but you don't play Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh could also go 17-0, and maybe they have a better point differential.
I really did not expect today to be the show was drunk.
How about
the
17?
The show is hammered.
The whole town is drunk. If they go 17-0 and have to play a wild card, that would be amazing. Because somebody else did it.
Sorry. That
would be great. I want to live long enough to see a season where two teams go undefeated in the same year. Eric Wood at 4, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.